You feel its edges in your mind before they even reach your fingers. There's a tremor inside it. Dare you open it? Too late. You already have. Welcome to Haunted MTL's Combo Box, with contributors John Combo and J.M. Brannick.
Hello, and welcome to Combo Box.
Combo Box? Uh-uh. This is a doctor is in. None of that Combo Box crap. No one listens to your thing anyways. My name is, of course, Dr. Payne.
How do I?
And I am with Who Cares.
Him? How do I delete him?
I'm with Who Cares. What's your name?
So anyway.
People don't want to know, but just in case I have to yell at somebody.
Welcome to my show. This is Combo Box with J.M. Brannick, a.k.a.
Combo Box. What kind of crap name is
that? So, again, I have a guest.
A guest.
A special guest.
I am a very special guest. You're right.
In quotes. Welcome to the show. Whom I like to call Cha-Cha, a.k.a. Dr. Payne.
Cha-Cha, isn't that the guy off of Happy Days? Isn't that derogatory and racist?
That's Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha shorts.
And Cha-Cha means,
I think, person are you?
Penis in, I think, Korean, I want to say. Maybe not. Maybe it's
Cha-Cha. Means penis in your, I won't say family member names. Rhymes with mom.
Wom? Don't you talk about my Wom that way.
I will not talk about any of these Wombers. I apologize to all the Wom days out there.
So we're here to talk about something that you have some experience with, besides being an asshole.
Wasting my money in retirement.
And wasting your money in retirement. It's cryptids, which is the study or the
cryptics.
Cryptids.
Hey, the doctor gave me something for that. The other doctor, not me, obviously. It's no longer crooked.
We also have a boss that is named Doctor as well. Was it that doctor? I think you're one and the same.
It's a voodoo doctor. I think it's a voodoo doctor.
You're a clone.
Evil, brilliant one.
We're talking about cryptids. So these are spookies that may or may not be real. We're also going to go into kind of like some legends and legend tripping kind of things.
The hell's a legging? Isn't that for skiing? Leggings?
I wouldn't know.
I don't wear leggings, sorry.
I wouldn't know. So you know more about that than I do. So
Cha-cha.
We are going to...
Triple step. Rock step. Cha-cha-cha.
That's why you're the champion.
19, 17, 19. 16. I can count backwards too.
Not 2020 though. Yet.
Fuck COVID.
Yet.
Fuck COVID.
We'll get there. It's going to be all virtual.
Actually, COVID is my first cryptid. Is that a cryptid, COVID?
No.
So I haven't seen that son of a bitch either. And I don't believe in it. I don't think anyone should either.
Do not listen to him. Wear your goddamn masks, people. I've said it on many podcasts. Wear your goddamn masks.
Oh, a luchador. Yeah. C3C. Yeah.
Yeah,
talking to you, man.
Whatever masks you want to wear, fine. Just fucking wear them. Okay, so we're going to start off, which state did you choose? Which garbage state did you choose?
Well, I was going to choose the biggest garbage state in the world, Michigan.
Besides,
but apparently someone else already chose that one. So I have to go with its little cousin, Wisconsin. God, I hate fucking Wisconsin. You guys get what you deserve voting in. That's all I'm saying.
I'm so sorry, Wisconsin. By the way, all of our thoughts and our opinions are our own. We are not controlled by any evil overlords or masters of the universe. Or Skeletors.
For Xenu.
Yeah.
We're all controlled by Xenu.
Well,
crash landing in a fucking volcano, which I think is in Ohio, by the way.
Don't tell them that. They have to learn that for themselves. So you chose Wisconsin. I chose the other state that I coexist in, which is Missouri, which is a...
Missouri.
Yeah, pretty much. But it also has caves and stuff. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty chill. And,
yeah, I'm not touching corn. That.
Corn and caves.
Caves and corn.
Caves and corn.
Yeah. So did the last girl I dated. Caves and corn. I don't want to say where the corn was or the cave. Pandemic. I got to make do.
Good job.
I'm doing something.
You're doing something, and God love you for it. So let's go to your number five. Who do you got for us for your number
five? Number five. That means most unbelievable cryptid in the ghettos of northern Wisconsin, which where I'm from, by the way. It's the half jackrabbit, half, I guess, antelope, the jackalope.
This is a big cryptid, too.
It's pretty small, I think. I think it's just like a bread box size.
Well, I mean, like, in the cosmic scheme of things, most people know jackalopes, bunalopes.
I've seen them myself. I'm just saying. I've seen a couple on the wall. And there's these little bunny rabbits. They take her leg right off. And they go hoppity hop hop. They go, ah, dead. Three of us were taken down before we know what happened. Cryptids, jackalopes, all sorts of weird madness. That's why I no longer go to the bowling alley alone.
Because they're at the bowling alleys?
Hell yeah. Where else is the jackalope to hang out? Drugstore? Drugstores are closed. It's COVID. Bowling alleys, shopping malls, bars, restaurants with bars in them, cigar huts with bars and bowling alley combined. That's the only thing open in Wisconsin now.
Barbershops, maybe.
The hell's a barbershop?
Oh my goodness.
This is Wisconsin we're talking about. That's the mullet ever goes out of fucking style, we're all dead.
That's right. You just go to the riverbed and beat your hair with rocks until it's cut, right?
Hair, head, sometimes semen. You know, everything gets beaten.
And this is why Michigan is butter.
I can't say that.
Yeah.
No, so we got the jackalopes. Now, I did some research on this, and it appears that the jackalope, A, is real. B, dead jackalopes have existed on walls. And C, they come from about the lumberjack time of like 1852 in Wisconsin. That was the first sighting of a jackalope. It was a lumberjack, tried to befriend him, and it tore his fucking hand off. Matter of fact, killed three horses. True story.
I wonder if a lumberjack became then Bandage Man. Oh, wait, no, that's in a different state. But what is up with these
lumberjacks? You've got a Bandage Man too?
No. No, but it's, I don't know what is up with lumberjacks and telling these tall tales.
You leave the lumberjacks alone. Them and coal miner daughters are the most hardworking people in existence.
No, you lumberjacks come at me.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me.
They got chainsaws and axes and one arm because of jackalope, apparently.
Fuck you. You'll take me down. That's no question. You guys are tough, but...
You guys, I'm not a lumberjack. I'm a doctor, for Christ's sakes.
No. I mean, like, I'm talking to the audience of lumberjacks. We have a huge lumberjack following, and I just really pissed it off. Yep. We don't
know. No more.
Not no more.
Finally got him.
Yeah, well, or hurt feelings.
The hell's a lumberjack doing anyways? Wood? Who the hell needs wood anymore? Name five things made from wood.
All right, so getting back... onto the jackalope.
What a loser fucking job. Might as well be digging out of the ground for black rocks.
Hey, I like rocks.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot of rock friends, okay?
Asshole. Do you beat your head against them for a haircut?
I don't.
Down by the river?
Because I'm not from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
No. All right, so
what's your number five?
Okay, so my number five.
No one cares. Who cares? Okay. What's your number five? I'll be nice. What's your number five?
Okay, great, because it is my fucking show. So, fuck you. Anyway.
Nope.
So, mine is Spook Light.
Spook Light. Hey. None of that potty mouth here.
Spook Light.
Good Lord, I hope you qualify this one.
Or also known as the Hornet Spook Light. Or the Joplin Spook Light.
Not helping.
There's a lot of spook lights. Well, it's the same spook light, but just kind of like in different areas. So, it's a light that appears in like a small area known locally as the Devil's Promenade. And it's on the border of...
Promenade.
Like is lemonade.
English enunciation not very high in Missouri?
So it's on the border between...
That was also the name of someone's sex tape. We're not naming names. Lemonade.
I think
... No Emmy for you.
So it's in southwestern Missouri and northeastern Oklahoma, that it's like in the small town of Hornet, Missouri. And it's described as like this flickering ball of light that appears in early evening and then disappears if you try to walk towards it or drive towards it. Poof, it's gone. So they say that some of the first documented sightings are around like the 1880s, 1886.
Who says?
They do.
The mysterious them. Isn't that a band?
The government.
Were they around in the 80s? No. 1880s or 1980s?
1880s. Bands were really popular. Yeah, no, bands were really popular back then. And so supposedly the earliest, the first documented was 1881. But the first published report was in 1936 by the Kansas City Star. So ever since this has come around, people have been trying to debunk it for a very, very long time. In 1965, Popular Mechanics magazine actually sent a reporter down to investigate it. And there was a bunch of professors that examined it and basically suggested that it is just a mirage. So, like, distant car headlights on Route 66 just kind of distort by the heat waves, and thusly we get
our first one's headlights. I had a fucking vicious rabbit jackalope mix. Your first one's headlights.
So some people say that, well, that can't be.
Ooh, look at the spirit orb. Oh, wait, that's a Datsun.
Well, some people say, like, well, it happened in the 1880s. You know, how could that be? There's no cars back then.
There were no cars in 1980s?
1880s.
I don't know. Didn't that dude die, the drummer?
That's sad. R.I.P. But supposedly, well, I mean, like, people on horseback still had lanterns and stuff like that, so it was probably still that. So is this real? No, but it's interesting, and some people still, yeah, some people still will go out there and look for it today.
Have you looked for it?
I find science interesting, sir, doctor.
Have you looked for it?
No.
Then it can't be that interesting to you. You haven't looked for it.
Yeah, well, Missouri is really big, and
now,
you know,
to be fair, we actually have something like this in Wisconsin, too.
Yeah.
I didn't put it on my list, but you already knew it.
There's a lot of spook lights. Not really. So what's your number four?
My number four, which is a perfect number, of course, is a snipe. You know what a snipe is?
A gutter snipe?
No, that's my Tinder name. Do you know what a snipe is?
It's like, isn't it like a the wormish?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. So a snipe is this creature. No one has an answer to that, apparently. I don't have an answer to it. Alexa doesn't have an answer to it.
Alexa really wants to chime in, though.
Well, she can't be that bad. She's all red and blue now, though. A snipe is this being. It's like a critter the size of a basketball, sometimes baseball, sometimes tennis ball, sometimes golf ball, sometimes just one of Hitler's balls. But it's this thing that goes out in the middle of the woods and it tries to kill people. The only way you can stop them from killing a bunch of people is you have to hunt them, usually with little kids.
What?
So you go out in the middle, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. You go out in the middle of the woods with a bunch of little fucking kids. We're talking ages like 4 and above, maybe to like 12. Don't know why, maybe for bait.
Ugh.
And you make them go out and hunt, usually by themselves, in the middle of the woods. With a paper bag. And sometimes you need one person with a flashlight who can't hold a flashlight for damn. So it has to go all over the place. That's probably what the spirit light is. There's some guy doing a snipe hunt. And then right around the witching hour of midnight plus one, the snipes come out and they crawl on the ground. They start flying at the kids. And if the kid's good, they'll capture them in the bag. If the kid's not good, well, you know.
My doctor.
Nothing. The kid didn't catch him. What the hell? There's nothing else in that story.
Okay. I thought there'd be a thrilling conclusion.
No.
Nope. It's Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin. There are no thrilling conclusions. You're right. This has been a thing since 1645 when Earl Sniperton, I don't know if that's his real name. That's what they say in Wikipedia. Earl Sniperton and his 15 kids had to go out and find the snipes that were killing his crop, killing his animals, killing their food supply. And out of the 15 kids, only 5 made it back.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's probably just trying to thin out his kids.
You said it.
That's a lot of kids.
Hey, they're Catholic, okay?
Yeah, still
everything is sacred.
That is an interesting way to parent.
And to this day, snipe hunts still go on. We lose less kids now, though.
Oh, well, that's reassuring.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the government hasn't stepped in.
Government can take my snipe from my dead colt. Oh, wait, I'm not one of those assholes. Sorry.
That's actually the children that should be saying that.
I'm not saying nothing.
Because they're the ones that are going out there and risking their lives to find
their
these
lives, things, their souls.
Their souls in the middle of the dark.
You want to go snipe hunting? I'll take you. I'll hold the flashlight.
You're not supposed to go. It's supposed to just be for children.
Whatever.
It's like a Peter Pan adventure, except you might die because some other kid might accidentally shoot you.
Hey, man. Gotta go somehow. All right, what's your number four?
My number four is, this one is one that's a little bit near and dear to my heart because I actually know people who have gone there. This is the Devil's Chair in Kirksville, Missouri, aka the Baird's Chair or Bard. Baird? B-A-I-R-D. It's not really a crypto, but it's a legend-tripping icon in a cemetery that's basically the rite of passage for anybody. It's a stone chair that was commissioned by John C. Baird, who is a banker. Sometime between 1882 and 1885, he commissioned this, and it is said to be damned. Local legend says that if you sit on the chair, either at midnight or on Halloween, you will be dragged into hell by a large hand or an undead hand or a large and undead or a snipe hand. Baird himself is not buried in the cemetery with it. He's buried across the street because apparently that's the better cemetery. A professor at Truman State University, which is in Kirksville, said that the bear chair is absolutely unremarkable for its period because it's a mourning chair. Like 100 years ago, people were less mobile, so...
It's a lawn chair.
Basically, yes.
So this lawn chair is taking people to hell.
Yep.
I've seen this at Packer games all the fucking time.
Hey,
usually a brat or some beer. You say go Lakers? I agree. Go Lakers.
I said go Packers. Hey,
get your ass out of this podcast.
Nope. My podcast. And I'm an MST3K-er. So that is the only sports team I will ever cheer for because that's the only one that I know.
Oh, good Lord.
So it's basically for people to like sit on when they were like walking around gravestones and stuff. But is it believable? I have not found any reports of anybody dragged into hell. So I don't think so. But maybe it's cursed. Who knows? Could be. It's spooky. It's fun.
Is it spooky because of the location? If you put that in like a Denny's, do you think about oh shit, I'm gonna make drag to hell? Well, first of all, you're already at a Denny's.
Yeah.
Your value of your life is zero.
The coffee is adequate.
I really like how they sprinkle in the Sanka with the meth together. It kind of gives it extra perk in the coffee.
Yeah, that's a Missouri special.
Instant tea frot. Yeah, Missouri special.
Missouri, it's known for its meth. It is.
Is this St. Louis?
No, this is Kirksville. This is like near Columbia, Missouri, which is like smack dab in the middle of Missouri. Missouri. If you're a local.
Local yokel.
All right, what do you got for number three, my friend? And I use that term loosely.
Why is number three loose to you?
Special guest host.
And also special guest. Very special. Number three. For those of you who have come from the ghettos of Northern Wisconsin, like, wah, you know, which is French for people, by the way, for all you clueless listeners out there, you know that Jenny Weber Lake not only is haunted by the ghost demon child of Jenny Weber, but you can see her still walking today as a slime woman.
Ew.
Back in the days of lumberjacks.
What the fuck is... Okay, go on.
They were fucking bored, that's what I'm guessing.
I know.
They were just bored. They didn't
have
TV.
I'm so tired of looking at wood.
Who can be tired of looking at wood? Ah, I see what you did.
Oh. Who indeed?
Back in the day of the lumberjacks, we're going to call it 1867. They had this lake. They didn't name the lake yet. It was just called Round Lake. Not like Round Lake, Illinois, but actually like just a round fucking lake because they didn't have a lot of imagination. And these lumberjackers, they grew a camp there. And what happens, one lumberjack's daughter, apparently her name is Jenny, went rocking across the lake with a horse. And guess what happened to Jenny and the horse?
They turned into magic beans.
Oh, you heard the story. Okay.
Yes.
And as they turned into magic beings, they fell through the ice and died.
Oh, fuck.
That's the story of her brother, father, whatever it was. Both. Who knows? Said, at least, that they sent Jenny across the lake in the ice to pick up some supplies from the camp next door. And when she was coming back, the weight of the supplies, plus the horse, plus Jenny, apparently, fell and cracked through the ice, and they all died. The horse, the supplies, Jenny, done.
Oh, no, not the supplies. They were my favorite character.
And ever since then, the lake's been called Jenny Weber Lake. And allegedly, every time when some woman isn't doing her father's bidding, Jenny Weber comes out to haunt them. And you can see the slime woman of Jenny Weber Lake still searching for those supplies so she can fulfill her father's request. Mm-hmm. That's the alleged story. Now, this is actually number three, because I can actually see someone falling through a fucking ice in a lake. I can see this. However, I don't believe in her. I never saw her in my life. I think it's just a bunch of bullshit like the lumberjacks were making up so the other daughters would go harder and faster to get more supplies. That's it.
Yeah, get on your horse.
Get on your horse and ride. That's where it came from. And come back with less supplies than Jenny Weber did already crawl off through the fucking lake. Yep. What's your number three?
Well, okay, before we move on, why slime monster, I wonder?
Why slime monster? Have you ever been to Jenny Weber Lake?
No.
It's in bloom every fucking day. It's all slime.
Ugh.
Ever see Ghostbusters with Slimer? Yeah, that's a lake. This Slimer was as big as a lake and could, like, suck up women, leaving that there. That would be the water quality of that lake.
I don't think I like this ghost. Like, I don't like what she's become. Her motivation's kind of like, eh. You know, she should really just be, like, warning girls, like, don't do what your father says or you're going to end up like me, Slimer, in this goddamn lake in the middle of fucking Wisconsin.
Now, here we go. First of all, you always have to do what your father tells you.
No.
Absolutely, 100% yes. No. It's a patriarchy, and that's how it should be and always will be. It should be a paniarchy, actually. But I'll let you guys live for this one. Secondly, think of what's happening back then. We've got the Brothers Grimm. What story were they talking about? Little Red Riding Hood, right? Who knows the original story of that? Little Red Riding Hood goes out, and what does she do? She goes where? Grandmother's house. And what happens? She's told, if you go off this path, bad things happen. So what does she do? She goes off the fucking path, and bad things happen to her. She gets eaten and raped by a wolf. Sometimes in that order, depending on the story.
Mm-hmm.
What? I hear mumbling.
No, go on. Continue.
Uh-huh.
Tell me the story.
So, Little Red Riding Hood, when the story goes from her going to grandmother's house, it's not a path through the actual forest going to grandmother's house. It's a girl going through womanhood to become a grandmother and having to stay on the path that her father gave her so she can become a grandmother. And if you want to do something for yourself as a woman, bad shit happens to you. You have that one, right? Later on, Hans Christian Andersen, he's got a different story called The Little Mermaid. Did you watch that? Did you watch it? Little Mermaid?
I watched it and I read it.
You read it?
Yeah.
Different from the movie, huh?
Seafoam.
So you have The Little Mermaid. What's the moral of The Little Mermaid? If you're a woman, don't be more than you want to be. Don't wish for more. Don't try to be more, because if you try, God's going to split you up the fucking ass and push you in purgatory forever. That's your lot in life. So you have those stories very popular in camps, and then that just goes to, of course, Jenny Weber, the slime woman. Now, historically, I've done my research. I couldn't find a fucking Jenny Weber. Didn't exist. No camp records of her at all. So Jenny Weber Lake, that name title was Ron Lake to Jenny Weber. That did happen. Why? No clue. Story, legend, legends, again, who knows? Did I explain it to you?
Sure.
Box human?
Sure.
Why box human?
Because that's just who I am, buddy.
A box?
A box that's a human.
Oh, shit, I get it now. Combo box. Brilliant.
Yes.
Combo box. Oh, wait. We forgot something. What are you eating?
Oh, I did have pizza today. So that did come in a box.
Pizza came in a box.
Yeah. What did you eat today?
No, wait. What kind of pizza?
I ate a pizza with mushrooms and green peppers.
From where?
From Hungry Howie's, duh.
Hungry Howie's Pizza. Yeah. Sponsoring us today. No.
Yep. That. Well, no. We're going to get to our sponsor actually in just a second, but.
Is it Mary? Because that's what I'm about to have today.
No. It's a. Okay.
Gotta try it. It's the best non-IPA IPA ever. Swear to God. Makes the stuff in Wisconsin taste like piss water.
There you go. Pizza and beer, folks. This is the theme of today. This is probably what the lumberjacks were doing several years ago. You know, like in the 1800s, pizza and beer. They're like, did you hear about that leak? That leak, that
slime woman.
Girl.
You better do it or you can get spanked, little girl. You ever thought of a good lumberjack? Like, besides Paul Bunyan.
Well, there's the lumberjack that did save Little Red Riding Hood.
He's not in the original story. It was made up at the end to give lumberjacks, the lumberjack unions and interests paid so much money.
Oh, my God. So all of this is just lumberjack money and lumberjack. Oh,
they have to pay for those damn horses and arms are missing.
And they don't put, like, hooks on them. They just put
bandages. Well, you can't do things with a hook on. That's what I'm saying. They do work with wood all day long.
So we're going to go to our sponsor of the past now.
Whoa.
We're going to take a short break. And then I'm going to come back with my number three. And we're going to continue to round this out. Thank you, sponsor of the past. That was riveting. Just riveting.
I had five of them. Bought five today, and I gave them to all my lumberjack friends, which is five.
It doesn't surprise me you have lumberjack friends. They're assholes.
Like flannel where I'm from, okay? It's a good feel. It's a good fit for us. Gang colors, flannel, plaid.
What color plaid? Apologize for that.
And red.
Blue and red?
Go between both gangs, depending on what day it is.
Okay. Fair enough.
What, you wear plaid?
Sometimes. I'm just saying it gets cold in Michigan and...
Michigan? How can it get cold when the state's on fire? Or is that just Detroit?
That's just the river, dude. Get it straight.
The river. So many chemicals in Michigan. Oh, my God. You're like, Flint has a problem. Like, yeah, no shit. It's called Michigan.
That's how we get warm. We just light the fire, like the river on fire. Huddle around it. All right. So my number three.
Yeah.
Is the Nixa Hellhound, which is also called the Booger Dog.
The Booger Dog? How fucking scary can it be for your Booger Dog?
Yeah.
Is it like made out of boogers?
Okay, so here's
the Golgothin.
Deal with the Nixa Hellhound. For one, it's got a cool name. It is near Springfield and near Nixa, Missouri, which is kind of cool. The name. But anyway, somebody first called into the radio station in 2009 and they described an encounter that they had with the so-called hellhound, and the DJs named it Paul for some reason.
That's scary as fuck.
Yeah, it's got a Facebook, but the Facebook isn't really well updated. But it was described as like a mutated deer or a hybrid like wolfman type thing. Like a cross between a wolf and a deer. And I guess it smelled gross and it just was creepy and weird, and more accounts came
in. So it's Eric Trump. Got it. With a better jawline.
No, I think it would be a little cuter.
A little cuter than Eric? Well, isn't that hard to do?
Yeah. So right after the broadcast, here's the weird part. A dude named Bobby Crumley walked into the Nixa police station and yelled, supposedly, "Bow down, you son of bitches. The hellhound is here." And this is according to faircitynews.com. And I guess Crumley, he's like 5'2", and he had, quote unquote, an ungodly amount of body hair. And he admitted to frequently making and consuming his own moonshine, and then behaving in an odd behavior at the request of his friends, including eating live fish, running around naked, and doing a lot of just weird behavior.
So he's from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Basically. He's an out-of-towner. He comes in and just wants to show off. That's what Wisconsin folk do.
So, okay. So people are like, okay, that's fine. Whatever. But this other investigator called S.M. Belikarov. I'm not good with names, people. So he kind of investigated a little bit more, and he came up with 12 reports that were kind of scattered around all the way to like Branson and Mincy. And this area covers like 125 miles of kind of like a bigger dog, kind of like a deer. And they kept also referring to it as a booger dog. I could not for the life of me figure out or find out what the fuck a booger dog was. I don't know. But anyway, it's such a weird story, and it's so strange.
Booger dog.
Booger
dog. You don't
know
what that is?
No.
And yet there's 13 porn videos out about that.
Oh, only 13?
Well, you know, COVID slowed me down. The 14th is in the box. Ha!
So we don't know what a booger dog is, or at least I don't. But anyway, I think it's a cover-up. I think there's like weird experiments going on, you know, and
a Missouri folk. Yeah, I think so. That'll explain most of the movies from Missouri. Think about it. Hills Have Eyes, Missouri. Last Treehouse on the Left, Missouri.
Well, I'm not talking about the Ozarks. The Ozarks are their own beautiful little thing. Strange and beautiful little thing. But I'm like, I mean, that's just too coincidental that this guy comes in and he's like, oh yeah, I'm the booger dog. He doesn't even look anything like a hybrid deer thing. So I think it's a cover up, man.
There's a picture of it? Hold on. There's a picture of the guy?
Yeah, of the guy. Yeah.
Of the guy. Doesn't look like a deer at all. Because he's a guy.
Yeah, right. He's a guy who's hairy. Very hairy.
Shit. Is it a jackalope? Jackalope on steroids. That's what happens. They're like dragons. You leave them out to grow and they keep getting bigger and bigger.
Well, he doesn't have any horns. That's the problem.
Hold on. How many fucking lumberjacks does this kill?
Zero.
Get the fuck out of here. Zero lumberjacks? Why is this a thing?
There's really no lumberjacks in Missouri. There's corn.
He doesn't kill them all. Think about that. There's the booger dog killed
no lumber.
All of the lumberjacks.
There's just corn and
well, corn jacks. I don't caves. Know what they have.
Cave jacks?
Oh, sounds nasty. Spelunking, huh?
Yeah. So, all right. So what's your number two?
Well, my number two is the one, the only Rhinelander hodag.
What?
The hodag. Not to be confused with, as someone once did, a hobag. Rhinelander has plenty of those too. But the hodag is back from the late 1800s. We'll say 1893. And it's, all right, get this. It's a creature on four legs. It's got scales all over its tail, and it's got this dragon-type face with little horns on it.
Sounds
big
cute.
Ram horns. Yeah, it's cute as hell.
Yeah.
Some people have described it as the back of a dinosaur and the face of a giant elephant without the snout on it, just a small pug snout like a Chinese dragon. Now, the hodag was seen by lumberjacks.
Surprise, surprise.
Fuckers see everything there, I know. And they used to go out to round people up to go hunting for it until one day.
Did they take their children too?
Christ, no. All the children die for snipes. Which, by the way, think about it. How many kids does Wesley Snipes have? Right? Mind blowing. You never see those two bastards in the same place, a snipe and Wesley Snipes. Blade, the original superhero.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
No, he exists. I don't think he has kids. I don't know.
Allegedly, he exists.
Allegedly, Leslie Snipes also exists. Apparently, I don't know.
His twin brother
that owns all the tax money, Leslie, bastard. All right. So the Hodag, they finally captured it, right? Oh. They put it in, and unfortunately, the guy who was hunting it down tracked it to his lair and used a stick of dynamite.
Oh.
So they sort of captured it, but the charred remains and, like, it was bits and pieces because it blew the fuck up. That's what they have photographed. So oh. It's actual photographic evidence of the Hodag.
So when was this Hodag, like, you know, screwing around? When was this around?
Since the 1800s.
Okay. So old-timey photograph.
Old-timey photograph. And okay. Unfortunately, it looks like a dog that got blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, no judgment. Maybe it really was a Hodag, but it looks like a dog with taped on spikes and shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Kind of like Brotherhood of the Wolfish.
No, more like a pug. More like a pug, yeah.
Puggerhood of the Wolf. Okay, go on.
They still exist today, allegedly.
Allegedly.
They still exist today to the point where...
I want one. Go get me one.
They are the high school Rhinelander's mascot.
Oh.
This name of the paper, it's the name of the websites, it's the name of businesses, and they're still hunting it down. There's actually a small group of scientists from the Smithsonian saying they're going to inspect everything for this, except that they actually came out and apparently it was just a dog.
Ah, damn you, dog.
But there's another Hodag that was just a fake one. So there's another Hodag roaming the woods right now, and there's still Hodag festivals, and there's still Hodag hunts with less dynamite, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully less dynamite, less shooty up things, more like picture taking and, I don't know, children for bait, you know.
And allegedly, it does appear in Harry Potter.
Really?
That's how big pop culture is. Yeah, it's actually in Harry Potter.
All right, well, I'm going to be a dick and say that I actually never watched Harry Potter. I read the first book. Well, I want one. So if anybody can get me one, I would be interested in that. I want a Hodag for my birthday.
For your birthday, for a Hodag. Birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
A blown up dog, whichever came first.
You know, maybe not. Maybe more the former than the latter. I don't want to bury a dog.
But no slimy girls from Jenny Weber Lake.
Yeah, fuck that. Gross. Ugh. Gross. I like my girls not slimy. Thank you.
Well, I think it's the pH balance in the lake.
Ugh. PH, whatever.
It's not called Summer's Eve Lake, okay? It's Jenny Weber Lake. Nice.
Okay, that was kind of a solid joke. Your first one. Good job. So, I'm going to go
to
my... What's
your number two?
My number two is... And this one...
Is it in a box?
It's not. It's... But it is... It does hold a special place to me. It is Momo the Monster. The what? Missouri Monster. Yeah, Momo.
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 Are you sure we're not doing some sort of, like, get away with derogatory term day? Great.
No, this is Momo the Missouri Monster. He is from a lot of different places, kind of, but mostly from Louisiana, Missouri. And the Wikipedia page is sadly short and really doesn't capture a lot of the Momo spirit, which is in 1971. He was first seen and he was going up and down the Mississippi River, and he was said to be super, super big, like 7 feet tall, hairy, like man-like.
Wait,
kind of a creature.
7 feet tall and hairy? Hey, Block, they're talking about you. I can't hear me. Who's Block? How old are you?
85.
Oh my God. Okay, that's another show entirely. Who's Block? Holy crow.
So he has a large...
Fire for 25 years.
Yeah, 85. Block. So he has a pumpkin-shaped head with a furry body. And, like, he's faceless.
Oh, it's the Dan Kirby, which is funny to only three people. And fuck it, it's my joke anyways. Go for it. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt you, Box Human.
That's okay. I'll just edit it out. It's my show. So he resembles a shag carpet, which, again, is funny because he was, you know, seen in the 70s. So people had shag carpets.
So it's Chewbacca.
Kind of, but really, really smelly. Then he was seen in 1972 by some kids, and he was carrying a dead dog. It could have been the Hodag. I don't know.
We hardly knew ye.
But after that, like, there was Momo fever everywhere. Like, everything had, like, Momo burgers and this and that. And wave of vigilante monster hunters just, like, descended.
They're not hunting mobiles, are they?
Oh, they did.
I think that's illegal.
Okay, see, you're bringing it to a place, and I'm bringing it back to another place where it's good, wholesome fun.
To hunt creatures.
To hunt.
Are they using dynamite?
No, they had guns.
Oh, you need dynamite.
But Momo's just not, because you would think, okay, all right, smelly creature, real big, furry, this sounds familiar, Bigfoot type, right? This is different, because he also came, they believe, from space. And like when he appeared, there also were unexplained objects in the sky and people would hear disembodied voices. And so he was...
How the hell did he hide his craft? He's 7 feet tall.
Yeah. Force field shit. I mean...
Force field, of course.
Yes.
How dumb of me.
Yes, of course. So he also will steal your peanut butter sandwiches. Like, there was one picnic with two ladies, and he attacked and he ate all their sandwiches. And I thought that was really cute.
Well, it's like E.T. and the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something about peanut butter.
It's something about peanut butter.
And big pumpkin head looking things.
And
man.
Aliens, man. They just love peanut butter. And so, actually, I wrote about Momo in a review of Momo the Missouri Monster, which I suggest people go and check out on Haunted MTL. So, it made... I like Momo. I liked the movie, actually, which I think a lot of people might not. But I suggest checking out this film by Seth Breedlove because it's a real love letter to rural America and the cryptids. I would put this at a little bit more believable. I would put it at a 2 out of 5 Cthulhu's of believability because I believe in alien.
2 out of 5. That's your believability for this.
Yeah.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Because I feel like an alien monster is more believable than a cryptid. Because it'd be like, where's, like I've said before, where's the evidence? Where's the bones? Where's the
you know
body?
What?
Where's
2 out of 5? I don't even believe 2 out of 5 times someone doesn't spit in my food when they serve it to me at posh restaurants I attended before COVID.
Oh, I would imagine it would be higher than that. Yeah. I mean, I would spit in your food.
I think there's a fetish marker for that. We can make a video, sell it on Haunted Mittel.
It took me a long time to discover that that meant Montreal.
That would explain the poutine and cheese stuff.
Yeah.
Ever have the poutine?
Nope.
Oh, God. It's like a Wisconsin dream. You got cheese. You got french fries. You got gravy. You got sausage. You got hodag.
No,
you got Momo.
You
just all blow it up together. Mm.
If I'm going to have a continental
snipes
like Canadian meal, I will have my fries with vinegar and salt.
Vinegar and salt?
Yeah.
Kind of jackass UK bullshit is that?
It's Ontario. Ontario people do it too.
Oh.
And butter tarts. I would get butter tarts too. I miss going to Canada. I really need to get my whatever thing that I needed to get. Anyway.
Called citizenship in COVID land. You need citizenship to cross that border.
I wish I could get citizenship. I would be such a good Canadian. Canada, accept me. Accept me with open arms. I will be a farmer. I will farm.
I will farm all the box humans.
Alpacas. And all
the hell's an alpaca?
They're great. They're great little, they're like llamas except cuter. Anywho. So
wait,
is
the guy from Tibet?
What?
It's a cute llama?
That's a Dolly.
Well, hello, Dolly Alpaca, then.
What's your number one?
My number one, because I believe in them, but they're the most vile, horrible, deadly creatures of all in Wisconsin. And there's photographic evidence dating back from the 80s that they absolutely 100% unfortunately exist. They
Dr.
have a,
Pains?
Hey, man.
You.
Oh, right. According to me, which is the only thing that should matter. We don't care about your opinions. If we cared about your listener opinions, we'd all be shooting up a Clorox right now. We already know how you chuckleheads vote. So from my learned opinion, my learned stance on this factual matter, the most horrifying of them all, the Cheesehead. Yeah, they are bipedal creatures that, get this, where their heads should be are things that look like cheese. Yeah. And I don't think it's even real cheese. I think it's just foam, by the way, because their brains are on the outside and they're just mush. They're usually seen in groups in stadiums. Sometimes they pack entire stadiums with these people. And we've had seen absolute coverage, worldwide coverage. They must 100% exist. I say 4 out of 5, whatever the fuck you said. 4 out of 5 snipes. Unbelievability that they exist.
I've never seen the remains of them, so I don't think that they exist.
They also have, well, let's see, maybe they're a Momo. Hold on. They're usually hairy. They usually smell like garbage because, well, let's face it, the entire state of Wisconsin is just one big garbage heap that somehow flowed over from Michigan. And they've got covered in slime. Maybe it's Jenny Weber slime, or maybe it's just gravy or some bullshit like that. Their etiquette is mostly described as a blown up dog. So that's the hoedag in them. And to top it all off, well, let's just say social distancing is not their thing. So maybe you're going to see some remains of them pretty soon. Usually you see the remains when you flush the toilet. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen them.
You've never seen a cheesehead?
In culture, no.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never seen a cheesehead?
I mean, okay. So what are you supposed to do? Is this like a legend? Like you go into stadiums and look for them?
You don't even have to. They're just there. I thought you were an MSC 3000 person. Look, I like the Packers, but I don't know what a cheesehead is.
Yeah, nope. Uh-huh. I never said cheeseheads, woo! I never said, no, I said Packers, woo!
They are synonymous with the Green Bay Packers.
Oh. All I know is when they say go Packers, you say woo.
Go Packers.
Woo!
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Go away, Packers. No, they are huge in Wisconsin. Absolutely huge. There's even scientists that came out and to study them to see if they're human or not. Spoiler alert, they weren't. They're basically the shit you flush away that keeps floating to the top of the industrial sewage is Wisconsin.
I still keep thinking like you're describing every member of your family.
Uh-uh. My family from the ghettos of northern Wisconsin, I escaped all of this stuff. Cheeseheads are everyone else.
Okay. All right.
You've never seen a cheesehead. My God.
No, I'm just kidding. I've seen videos and photos.
You've seen videos. Okay. So you've seen, they're scary monsters, aren't they?
But
they come in all sizes, so big, fake. Extra big.
It's so fake. Gosh. I mean, like, it's really obvious, like, that somebody just put, like, something on their dog or something. And
what? You think they're just a bunch of, I don't know, sausage injecting, beer guzzling, smokeaholic, cheese eating, little pieces of Republican garbage that just happen to be wearing foam on their heads in the shape of cheese?
Allegedly.
Allegedly it's foam. It's probably their brains.
I mean, allegedly on all of that.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure scientific facts of the rest of that stuff.
Oh, at least your research.
According to Poop Show, something else. This is a Wikipedia page, my bad. Damn it.
Well,
according to Wikipedia, it might be a derogatory term.
I'm going to move to mine, number
one.
You
do yours.
Yeah. Which is the Mud Lake Monster of St. Joseph, Missouri. And I've been to St. Joseph, and I did not see it. Actually, a lot of people have not seen this monster. But
how many lumberjacks got killed?
There are no lumberjacks in Missouri, dude.
Again! The Crips got to him first, those bastards.
Corn. We got corn.
And then corn jacks. Corn. Jumping jacks. How many jumping jacks do they do?
All right. There used to be forests and stuff, but now it's all corn. So really early on, I guess there was a lot of people that saw this monster. It's like a serpentine kind of monster. In 1782, they even had a group of French scientists come out to look for it. In 1895.
Wait, French scientists?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's St. Joseph. It's like Missouri was rife with the French during this time. You could not walk around without finding somebody French.
Yeah. So they all come here because the Nazis took over their country. So they all came to America to get away from the war because they're a bunch of French pussies.
What are you a doctor of again? It's not history.
Chiropractor.
So in 1885, there had been like tons and tons of people during the past summer that had seen some kind of monster.
Wait. Is the Momo really just a French person? Think about it. Smelly, hairy, disgusting as fuck. I'm pretty sure there's just a French scientist that didn't go away.
No, French wouldn't eat peanut butter sandwiches.
That is true. Maybe that's the way they get through off the scent of the trail.
They don't speak in disembodied voices either.
And allegedly, they won't eat catfish.
Yeah, they won't eat catfish because of werewolves.
Right, which they were one, but the catfish bit them, and they're like, that's all. Oh, you shouldn't bite a French person. And to be honest, the werewolf thing, that's just a Quebec, and they're not real French. They're fake French. Kind of like Donald Trump's got a fake tan and hair.
What?
Yeah, no, it's not a real tan.
That's real. That's real, Z's. 5 out of 5 Cthulhu's. So, going back to my little lake monster, in September, they say that it had been caught by some fishermen, but it had broke through the nets, leaving a large hole enough for a horse to pass through. After that, it really wasn't seen a lot. So there's a lot of giant-ass catfish kind of in that area. So,
giant-ass catfish?
Oh, yeah.
Catfish had giant asses?
Yes. Huge.
Could you talk more about these giant asses for a second?
Sure. I think they released like a parody video of Anaconda.
Oh,
but
yeah.
With catfish.
Catfish, yeah.
Yep. And they were all
like, got cat. Yeah.
Yep. And they were all like slimy and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Keep on.
Mm-hmm.
Slimy catfish ass. What you say?
Slime and giant.
Oh,
just
giant.
It was in Missouri River Monsters. You grab some of that catfish ass.
No way. No longer, though, because you have to have consent first. This is not the 80s.
Yeah. Nor the everything before then. But,
or 90s. Well, or 2000s.
Or today.
2010.
2020.
2020. Mm. Definitely not the 2030s. Yeah.
Maybe one day, catfish and their asses.
Won't be grabbed anymore. Poke, spank, prodded.
Right. We can live free.
Chase off a subway.
And they can have equal rights and equal pay. Here's my thing.
It helps.
Mud Lake Monster. Nobody's really seen it in a while, but water cryptids are, as I've said before, a little bit more of a soft spot for me. So I give this, out of all of them, a 2.5.
Oh my God. 2.5.
Yeah. I believe in it a little bit more. I believe like there could be something, maybe a giant ass catfish that is in there. Shit, why not?
You know what? I did see a giant-ass catfish once. It was on Tinder. Went through their house. I still hit it. I mean, what the fuck? I was gas money anyways. But there are giant-ass catfishes, so I agree for 2.5. I would even give it a 3 out of 5 fish heads.
As long as there's consent.
Well, two. I was screaming no, but whatever. Oh,
as
consent.
As long as there's consent. So you have a surprise number one. Wait, no.
At my age, all my number ones are a surprise. Yes, you're correct. Anything at all comes out.
Like,
holy shit, what's happening?
You have a surprise extra one? That also sounds not great.
Well, that's what the catfish found out.
Okay.
You can lie. I can lie too. I got a surprise extra one.
So you have extra credit. What's your extra credit?
All right. I can't tell you.
Yep. Okay.
I have to keep it for my show. It actually is a cryptid. I would describe it, but I can't name it. It's kind of like Beetlejuice, right? You can't say the name out loud. Otherwise, it can come to you.
Okay.
It is furry, hairy, obviously, but not just fur and hair, but it's like hairy all over. Plus, it has like an underlying fur. So it's like steel wool plus hair on top of it, like a mat of hair.
Like super furry.
Yeah.
Is it a treble? Treble.
No.
Oh, it didn't happen. Okay.
Damn it. No, it is a biped. Mm. They're about, I believe the tallest one on record is 4 feet 2 inches tall.
Oh, that's not tall at all.
No, no, they're quite pint size, and they seem tribal. They seem tribal because they usually go on packs, and they're all over the ghettos of northern Wisconsin. How can I kind of explain it without giving the name, because I don't want it to name it, because I don't want it coming to my house. They have some rudimentary ability to do like sticks, and they know fire. And the Native Americans used to have a legend about them, or legend about them. In fact, it has been said that many Native American tribes have actually learned from them, and all their culture kind of comes from this one area. Not all of it, obviously, but a lot of the hunting gathering skills come from that area. They are very tribal. I think I said that though. And there's actual social hierarchy in there.
Really?
But both, they don't really have a matriarchy. Or excuse me, they don't have a patriarchy. They have a matriarchy.
Okay.
Where the woman is in charge of the tribe. And they move a little bit from area to area, but predominantly stay in one place until the seasons change and they have to move a little bit. It may be in a 10-mile radius.
I feel like this is a tremendous setup to a joke.
No joke. These are no jokes.
You have put so much effort into this one that I'm just like, okay, what's the catch?
No catch. I can't say their names because if you say their name, just like Beetlejuice, they're two. Allegedly coming to your house.
Okay. Well, like at all, if that you say their names at all.
I won't cross that line. Nope. I said the name once and that was enough for me once.
Now, is this like just for Wisconsin or is this like for everywhere?
Primarily, it is found in, or they are found in the ghettos of northern Wisconsin, but they have been found everywhere in not just North America, but I mean, there's a legend about them everywhere.
And you're like for realsies.
Yeah.
Like what, like on the Cthulhu scale, this would be like really high up there.
5 out of 5. I've seen this.
Okay.
I think I've seen it. I can't make for sure, obviously, because again, it's like talk to them. They do have some sort of language apparently, but it's extinct. So it's gestures and stuff like that.
Okay.
Allegedly. Supposedly. Allegedly. I don't know.
And you've had encounters with them.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly encounter. I might even live with one. Maybe.
See, now I'm feeling that joke set up.
What?
Coming to fruition.
What are you supposed to do? Is supposed to leave it there? You know, it is what it is. I can't say its name.
Okay. Okay.
It's not like a cat or anything like that. No, it's not like that. It's an actual being.
Yeah, I was figuring you're like, and it's my wife.
Nope.
Okay.
Although I think this one is, I don't know. No, the one I saw did have enlarged mammaries, I guess, if you want to call it that. I don't know. It looked like that. I'm not sure. I didn't go asking for it. I wasn't like interviewing it. I'm sorry. I didn't have the foresight 25 years ago. Like, hey, you know what? I'll be on a fucking podcast where the hell that is. And someone box human's going to ask me a question about you. So if you don't mind, tell me if you're a dame or not. That'll be awesome. Didn't happen that way. It
Lost
scared the crap out of me.
Last opportunity. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about my extra one. I just want to say a word out to it because it's not, I'm going to talk about it, I think, in a different episode.
They're Ewoks. Okay, you got me. They're Ewoks. They're a legend from a long time ago. They're all over the universe, apparently, from even in galaxies far, far away. You got me. There you go. I said it. I came clean.
Okay.
Ewoks.
I figured
I just summoned something. Them. Damn it. I just summoned them.
Jub, jub.
Jub, jub. Actually, this one's Spanish, so it's jub, jub, oh. It took us a while, but we learned it was just Spanish. That's what I'm saying. They're all over the planet.
Hey, if they want to come and hang out and sing with me.
You want to Ewok in the whole day. Great.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. I would even take a sea serpent thing, but I have nowhere to put it. Like, that would just be cruel. So I know that I have no space for that.
Do you know how much Ewoks eat? I'll give you a hint. I had it come out of retirement.
All right.
Throw that out there. They go through at least 5 snipes a day.
I don't think Spouse would let me have one then. I mean, I barely have a cat right now as it is.
They are cuter than alpacas, though.
Yeah, they are. I do have a few like little stuffed Ewoks. If I ever want to,
that's fucking monstrous. You killed them and you stuffed them. You taxidermed your Ewok.
No, I didn't. The guy at the shop did. By the way, I stole that joke. I stole that joke. That was from Mystery Man. Janine Garofalo, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway, I want to say a special word, though, like I was saying.
Booger snacks.
Booger snapes. About the PSR bird. Possibly is also the Thunderbird.
Thunder. Thunderbirds, ho!
Yes.
I smurfed really hard last night. Oh,
State Park in Missouri. They have some carvings about the Thunderbird or the PSA. And
like a totem pole?
No. Just like in the
Are these fucking Trans Ams from New Jersey?
No. So I really wanted to get into the history. And I wanted to get into the history by a Native American narrative. Because these were from the Native Americans. And it was part of their culture. And it was really hard and really tough to find. Most of it was basically the French accounts of Native American accounts, and that's an awkward game. Talk about
reappropriation.
Yeah, it was a way awkward game of telephone. So I'm not saying that I'm not done looking. I'm just saying not for this list. But
shit,
I do
want
to talk
about them. Let me spitball this with you. How about you ask a Native American?
I know. I'm going to have to reach out.
You're throwing that out there.
Yeah. I'm going to try to reach out to some of the tribes that are
there. Some sort of net that was between groups of people that you could use. Some sort of web of communication.
If only there weren't some kind of, I don't know, pandemic that other people are like dealing with instead of some stupid box human asking them dumb questions about a PSA bird.
Wow. You're saying they're dumb questions about their heritage? Ouch.
Dumb questions that I have about their beautiful heritage.
What? Why is it beautiful? Maybe the bird is horrific.
Oh,
maybe
the bird
eats people.
Well, the bird is kind of horrific. Maybe if you talk about the it supposedly attacked, but again, that's like
wait. The what?
Huh?
The what?
It supposedly attacked.
What attacked?
The PSA.
What's a PSA?
The bird, like the
is the word. Uh oh. I heard that is the word, at least.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us on this podcast. At that joke, we're done.
That's no joke. The bird is the word. That's no joke. That's a montage coming.
So later on, I hope to get more in depth with the Thunderbird or the PSA bird in other episodes. But I really want it from a Native American perspective and account, not from, the French, especially old-timey French. So that's a weird game of telephone. Anyway, so you have a podcast. Would you like to plug your podcast?
You people don't deserve my podcast.
Specifically, plug it up your face.
I guess I heard that. If I have to, you can catch me on The Doctor Is In. It's my podcast. That's a perfect podcast. It makes Trump's phone call look like a felony. That's how perfect my podcast is. Last time we discussed the five most horrible horror movies ever made. I'm talking shit I couldn't finish. Sometimes I couldn't even watch the trailer. That's how bad it was.
They weren't that bad.
They were that bad.
Yeah, I watched one of them. It was actually okay.
Which one do you think it was okay?
Ouija House.
Liar.
No, it's okay. The concept
That's okay.
was interesting. Yeah, the concept.
Oh my God.
You have no idea what I have sat through, son. You have no idea.
You sat through this podcast, so I have some idea.
Yeah, this is nothing. Nothing. You're weak, Thetic.
You're a weak sauce. And you will be dealt with.
No idea.
Oh, wait. Do you have anything to plug on your podcast? Like a podcast for you? Do you have a podcast?
Well, I mean, I have several.
Like what? What do you have as a podcast?
I have High Art Camp with Parzival.
What's that? High Art Camp.
We talk about dumb. It's amazing.
Get high at art camp.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it is. People getting high, talking about what bully.
About art and what is art and what is not art. So then I also have Throwdown.
Wait, how old are you?
82.
You're 82 years old?
Yeah.
Well, I do remember this time with the Momo back in Missouri. I think it was in 1865. You could be my great great, semi-okay relation.
Probably not.
A,
so
B,
I
or
also
C.
Do Throwdown with
Throwdown.
Evie.
Hell yeah. How do I get the Throwdown? What's the Throwdown? What is the Throwdown?
Me and Evie go at it. She
Who the hell's the Evie?
She's a voodoo priestess.
It's a girl from B, right, Evie?
No, she's a voodoo priestess. So
Voodoo priestess?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? That was my number six. Voodoo fucking priestess was my number six cryptid.
Well, she is kind of a cryptid.
I'm pretty sure the name for Evie in Wisconsin is Penny Beber.
Okay, I'll call her
Roll
that
Roll back
next
to
time.
Jenny Weber.
Yeah,
see, you have to see Jenny Weber was this lumberjack's daughter, see, who went across the lake when it was frozen because you can't go across the lake when it's not frozen because
right.
That's fucking Jesus stuff.
Mm.
And then broke through the ice and
cool
then
story.
Died, I'm guessing. I wasn't there. I was out of town at the time.
I'll be damned.
And then came back as a slime woman.
Wow.
And we think that might be Evie.
Yeah, slime woman. That does make sense. So
you have
that with
a podcast of a slime woman. Go on.
Yep. And I do write at Haunted MTL. So
you write at what?
Haunted MTL.
Haunted who?
So check me out there.
Hell is Montreal. That's another French thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't get away from those old French people, can
you?
No,
you cannot. You cannot. Not lumberjacks and not old French people.
Death and taxes.
That is what America has been founded on.
Hey, here's a question. How many sponsors does your podcast have?
A lot of them. They just happen to be in the past.
All sponsors are in the past. You don't have like a future fucking podcast, do you?
I might.
Whoa, here it comes from the future. Here's the future of the podcast. Ready? There you go. There's the future.
That's all I've got to plug. You can check him out. I wouldn't advise it, but you could
check him out. You can plug your pie hole. That's what you can plug still. Plug your pie hole.
You could see what he wimped out on at his podcast.
I was a warrior watching that crap.
Thank you for listening to this episode.
You're welcome.
This was my special guest, Cha-Cha. Champion
I am
of Cha-Cha.
Cha-Cha champion of Minnesota 2016, 2017, 2018.
J.M. Brannick.
2019. And
I hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you never. If I see anyone, you're all getting a restraining order because you people don't belong in my space. And
Ewoks,
we love you.
Ewoks, please go.
Jub Jubbo.
Go. Go get them now.
Go get me a beer, just like Jenny Weber's slime should.
All right. Take care.